And along with it, your meat, you might have a baked
potato.
What kind of potato would that be?
Irish, usually white. Can be a sweet potato, depending on what you're eating.
What else are sweet potatoes called?
Incorrectly, they're called yams.
Why incorrect?
That ain't right. One of them is one and one of them is the other, and they're not the same, and I don't know what the difference is. Oh, they're both the same. I'm not too sure. There's a, one of them is, actually, sweet potatoes is a misnomer, because they're really not potatoes at all. So I think yams is really correct.
Hmm. You mentioned green onions. Is that, would you call a green onion one with stalk on it?
Mm-hmm. Can be called a scallion.
Okay. One other thing I don't think you mentioned, it's a long, slender green thing. You can boil it and it gets real slimy.
Okra. Okra.
Okay.
Okra.
Okay,
so very good in gumbo.
Say if you left an apple.
It's also very good on somebody else's plate.
If you left an apple out in the sun for too long, you'd probably
shrivel up.
Another type of, what about some leafy vegetables?
Turnips, collards, mustard, spinach. I'm not too sure.
There's
what else.
Plain old stuff you put in the salad.
Lettuce. Sure. Dandelions.
What would you make slaw out of?
Cabbage. Yeah.
What would you say cabbage and lettuce come in?
Heads.
Ever heard that word used any other way?
Mm-hmm. Corn coming to a head. Things like that.
What's that mean?
Getting corn on it, getting actual stalks of corn on, ears of corn on stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, say if a man had two boys and three girls, each day he has
five children.
Yeah, you never heard a man refer to his children as having so many head of children?
Mm-mm.
Five cattle.
Five head of cattle, yeah.
Or say if a man had seven boys and seven girls, he'd say he had a whole
packer kids.
Anything else?
Whole herd.
About
passel.
Yeah.
So he's got two passels there.
Right. Okay. Say if you just pick some beans and you're sitting down doing like so. You
shell them.
Talk about corn. The outside covered on here, corn, you call that?
Husk.
Okay. Anything else?
Mm-mm.
Shuck?
Shuck, yeah.
What about the thing that grows right out in the top of a stalk of corn?
Tassel.
Okay. And that stuff you have to brush off the ear?
Pollen? No, silks.
Yeah. What, say a corn that's tender enough to eat right off the cob, what would you call that?
Sweet corn, I guess.
Okay. Ever heard the terms mutton corn or roasting ears?
Mm-hmm. Roasting ears.
And this big thing that you see around Halloween a lot, like jack-o'-lanterns out of.
Pumpkins.
Yeah. And a crookneck vegetable, yellow mostly.
Squash.
Is the any name for it when you let it dry?
No. But you're thinking of gourds.
Yeah.
And not squash.
Have you ever heard of a cachou?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's a cachou.
What?
I'm kidding. I've heard of cachou, but I'm not too sure. I guess it's some kind of squash or something.
These things that a lot of people eat to get blasted out of their minds, they grow in cow pies. What, psilocybin and something
other? Psilocybic?
What are
they? Mushrooms.
Yeah. Okay.
That's in there?
No, I was just trying to say mushrooms. I thought
damn.
I had to respond to that.
Wonder why.
What about ones you can't eat? You really get